They climbed a series of crumbling stone steps, Khan taking them four at a time, and Mavin struggling to clamber up behind him. And suddenly they were above the cloying mass of inhumanity. The vantage point allowed the Seneschal a clear view. They stood upon the steps of the ancient and cyclopean stone arena, a relic of a civilization dead and forgotten even before it had been subsumed by the Eye of Terror. It was practically in ruins, yet it was still an imposing and grandiose structure. It occupied a position high above the burning plains and the remains of a city whose name was lost in time spread out around it. In its prime, that city would have dominated the landscape. The steep tiers of the arena were heaving with the screaming followers of the Blood God. Their number was beyond counting, yet rendered into insignificance by the sheer size of the horde stretched out across the wasteland beyond the arena's boundaries. This was the combined war host that had sworn allegiance either to Mavin's master, Argus Brond, or to his rival, Tarugar. And its total number was the prize that the victor of the coming challenge would claim. At the center of the arena, almost maddeningly small in comparison to the rest of the structure, yet still more than 100 meters across, was an open patch of sand. A lone figure stood in the middle, receiving the adulation of the crowd, while a score of red-armored Chaos Space Marines, the only ones of their kind in view, were arrayed in an arc around him. Mavin recognized his master, Argus Brond.
Thank the true gods.
As he and Khan had marched through the passages of the Hypogeum, Mavin's greatest fear had been that the duel had already begun. Had it been so, then it could not have been interrupted. Blobs of liquid fire rained down from the heavens, striking the red sand of the arena with small hisses of steam and foul vapor. Yet Brond stood motionless, arms folded across his chest. Even from this distance, Mavin could read the mood of his master. He was impatient and angry. He would be hating the pomp and grandiosity of this whole enterprise. The former World Eater's captain had hoped to meet Tarugar in the field, but Mavin knew that it would never have been allowed to happen. The enemy host had outnumbered that of his master even before the betrayer had refused to take part and the defections had begun. With everyone to lose and nothing to gain, Tarugar would never have met Brond in a fair fight. Mavin's suspicions had been affirmed. Tarugar had watched the battle unfold from the safety of his warship, hanging in low orbit above the demon world. Only now, when he believed that his victory was assured, would he journey to the surface himself. Hulking cyber Ogryn guards, bearing halberds the height of 3 grown men, moved aside to let Khan and Mavin pass, and they stepped out onto the arena floor. The Seneschal saw his master looking their way, sharing a joke with one of his legionaries, a sure sign that he was pleased and contemplating this new development. Brond's features were broad and square, strong but not brutish. His Radskard face was smeared with blood and blackened by fire, and his gore-spattered armor bore several new gouges and blast marks. Mavin reminded himself to contact the armorer peon once this matter was concluded. Then he caught himself wondering if there would be any need. Over his red armor, Mavin's master wore a cape of burnished chainmail and a pair of power blades sheathed at his waist. The axe he had borne through all the dark years since the Siege of Terra was strapped across his back. As they approached, Brond flashed a glance at Mavin, one eyebrow fractionally raised. The Seneschal bowed his head and shuffled to his master's side. Khan stopped in front of the warlord. He did not bow or incline his head in greeting, but merely stared into Brond's eyes without blinking. He was not quite as tall as the warlord, and slighter of stature, yet the strength and confidence that he radiated made them appear equal. His expression was unreadable. Brond matched his stare, and Mavin licked his lips, unsure how this confrontation would play out. He was pleased when Khan broke the silence, speaking in his strangely subdued tones.
Is Taruga on his way?
Khan did not offer any pretense of explanation for his absence during the earlier battle. Mavin could tell that his master was furious, yet he knew him well enough to know that he would not allow his anger to jeopardize this opportunity.
He is.
Then I wish to fight in your stead, if you will allow it.
Brond forced a smile.
It would be an honor, my brother.
I do not fight for your honor. There are skulls I have pledged to Korm that I would not have others claim.
Mavin could tell that his master was struggling to control his anger. Khan seemed not to notice.
And I am not your brother. I have no brothers.
A moment of awkward silence passed between them, though the din of the crowd continued.
Well, you have my gratitude anyway.
Brond inclined his head towards Mavin.
As do you, Seneschal, despite your disobedience.
Mavin bowed. As he lifted his head again, he caught a glimpse of movement in the heavens. A drop ship was descending towards the arena floor. He pointed into the hellish sky.
Master?
Finally, Taragar comes.